way, I probably ought to be using this.
How did I miss that? Normally we would say.
Just thinking camera, and I'm not thinking microphone. I'm like, why
Taylor's
is that
over there freaking out?
Yeah, he's like, why are you not showing up in the microphone? Well, let me start over. Gosh. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
We love
that. Well, hello, my friends. Today is August the 6th in the year 2025. And welcome, guys, to episode number 64. And, guys, you're not going to want to miss a minute of this today. Because get ready, Open Door Army. Get ready, Troy Brew Ministries Tribe. Because we're about to pray. We're about to make declarations. I just got back less than an hour ago from Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm going to tell you all about my trip and my trip to Blurry Creatures yesterday. Spent several hours with them. I spent an evening last night at the Grand Ole Opry with Brother Jelly Roll, and I can't wait to tell you about that and show you pictures of that. And then also we got set up to actually do a special event in the springtime at the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah, wait till you hear about all this stuff, and we're going to be doing something really huge out there in partnership with some other ministries. And Leanna is in Indonesia. We just rescued a 9-year-old child. I have a video for you for that. And our work in Central Texas continues as we continue to help people rebuild after the devastating floods. What are we doing? Well, we're answering evil with the goodness of God. So like this, share this, smash the button, subscribe. I want to say a great big welcome to the more than 3,000 new subscribers at YouTube just within the past week, and say, hey, welcome, friends, to The Pulse. Now, there's an active shooter event that is taking place right now that I'm sure that you are aware of. I actually have with me today someone who is somebody I do life with, somebody that I love with all my heart, somebody that is on staff who has survived the Fort Hood active shooter event. And he's got some information about this that, well, I don't think anybody will see it the same way that he sees it. So get ready for that. But first, watch this.
We're getting updates now on the active shooter situation at Fort Stewart Army Post in Georgia. A suspect is in custody after bullets rang out in the facility's 2nd Brigade combat area. And looking at this, Fort Stewart is located about an hour southwest of Savannah. And you heard me mention previously that authorities in Savannah are offering their help along with Georgia State Police. So this is really a situation that has accumulated so much help around because of its proximity to areas. So the base is on lockdown. It remains so. 5 people are injured. No person is confirmed dead at this point. So we pray that that remains the case. We are monitoring the situation. We'll bring you any new information. Fort Stewart is located, again, not far from Savannah. It is home to the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division. Thousands of soldiers and their family members are assigned to this base. There are elementary schools, both on post and off, and those elementary schools have been put on a hard lockdown on post, a soft lockdown as you feather out away from the post. The Associated Press says this is the largest Army post east of the Mississippi River.
Devastating to see these events taking place, and now we're seeing this in real time. This information is so fresh that we don't even know the name of the shooter yet, although he has been apprehended. But we do know that there's at least 5 people shot, and there's more information that is coming out. And guys, joining me today is somebody who survived the Fort Hood event, somebody who's on staff here at Open Door Church, and somebody who does life with me, Pastor John Arroyo. Hello, sir.
Hello, Pastor Troy. Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm so sorry, number one, because I know that this kind of thing triggers things for you. And you were actually on an Air Force base when this news came out just a couple of hours ago. What was that like?
Yeah, like an hour ago when people started contacting, my phone starts blowing up. Hey, there's an active shooter event. I'm sitting in a military base that easily someone could just walk in the door and do what we're reading about or what's on the breaking news right now. And it's always one of those things that the hairs on the back of my head stand up, because it can happen anywhere. But the Lord has delivered me in such a way to where I don't run in a closet and hide for the next 24 hours. But it is a scary event. It is something that triggers, if you know, there's a difference, Pastor Troy, and these people that are living this right now. It's not always the victims, but it's even people that are surrounded, family members, the soldiers. But there's a difference between PTS and PTSD. I don't have the disorder. However, I do get hypervigilant during these times.
Of course you do. So 11 years ago, you were shot point blank with a 45 in the neck, and you bled. There was so much blood coming out of your throat that people thought that you were wearing a red ribbon around your neck that was like flowing in the wind. I remember seeing that testimony on the 700 Club whenever that came out. I also remember whenever all that came out and you were on the 700 Club, just thinking, man, what a hero. I love that guy. Not knowing that you and I were going to be buddies and we were going to be on staff together, not knowing that we'd be in ministry together. It's a great honor to have you here today, sir.
Yeah, Pastor Troy, thank you so much. But you just said it. You didn't know, but yet you were praying for me. And I remember you telling me about that. You're like, man, I remember just stopping and praying for those people. And so prophetically, here we are today because your prayers were answered and so many other thousands. Right now, Tia's telling us that our call center is getting phone calls and we're praying right now with people.
Yep. Wow.
So here's what we're going to do, guys, without going off into the details of this, because our show is on something completely different today. But I wanted to have Pastor John Arroyo, Captain John Arroyo, Green Beret John Arroyo, who survived the Fort Hood shooting and is actually a very good friend of mine. I wanted to ask him, you know, hey, could we pray? Because this is a critical hour for prayer. This is a moment right now that we need to pray for the survivors and for the families and for everybody that is involved in this, because things need to go right from here forward.
You do.
You actually, if people do not know your story, it's easy to look up, and what's real is Jesus showed up on your battlefield after you had been shot, and had he not spoken to you and told you to get up, you would have died.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's a lot of things hanging in the balance right now, and you know probably better than anybody how to pray about this. And so listen, friends, I want you, wherever you're at, I want you to stop what you're doing and pray with a brother who has authority in this area. He literally survived, by the grace of God, the Fort Hood attack after being shot by a demoniac, a crazed killer who was just randomly going around shooting people, targeting people, and even people were murdered after Pastor John was actually shot. Their families continue to suffer today because of that man's actions, and we want to intervene right this second and pray for everybody that is involved in this. So, Pastor John, would you lead some prayer, sir?
I sure will. And I just want everyone to know this, because this is important. As we talk about rescue and the rescuers, Pastor Troy, what people don't know is I am already on schedule to be at Fort Stewart.
That's amazing.
The first week in September. Wow. So the Lord knew already that he was sending Open Door Church, Troy Brewer Ministries, before to respond to something that was going to happen later. So just so you guys know, Troy Brewer Ministries, Open Door Church, has already got a date set to be and to answer this call and to go rescue the rescuers before this even happened. And so, friends, when you partner with us, you're sending us to rescue the rescuers. Let me pray.
Awesome.
Father, I just thank you, because right now there's going to be a lot of people questioning, where are you? But Father, we know that you're there. And so, Father, I just pray that everybody would feel you tangibly. Father, we come against right now the spirit of murder and death that has infiltrated that military base. Father, I pray that their eyes are open. Lord, I pray that you would open the eyes of these soldiers, even the ones that were injured. Lord, that they would see that it could have been so much worse. Father, I thank you for the heroes that stepped in, and we don't even know all the details. I'm just speaking because I know what you did in my situation. I know how you maneuvered and you moved people. Lord, I thank you for what you did in my situation, and Lord, I thank you what you did in this situation, because we will hear the testimonies. Father, right now, I just pray for peace. Lord, I come against that spirit of fear that is gonna try to grip hearts. Lord, I come against that spirit of just depression and anxiety and backbiting and pointing fingers. And if you would have, if you should have, you could have. Lord, I just pray right now that there just be unity right now in this moment.
Come on.
That we would just be Americans. Father, I thank you, Lord. And Lord, I know this is a hard thing for some people to hear, but Father, that shooter was broken. There was something that was going on in his life or her life that caused them to do this. And so, Father, I pray that you would redeem timelines. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We commission angels to go and to protect and to save. Father, I pray that every need that needs to be met right now, I pray that it's met. Father, we thank you for all this. And Father, I pray that when we go there in September, we go with the army, with our tribe, to go and to rescue those who are suffering. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Pastor John Arroyo, I'm so grateful, man, for you running in here at the top of the hour, at the beginning of the show, which we're about to move in a completely different direction. But man, we didn't want to ignore this, because this is important to us. This is important to this house. It matters a lot. I know it's important to everybody that's watching right now, and just so grateful.
Well, Pastor Troy, you've told us for so long that you set the culture and you love our troops.
Oh, I do.
You love our troops. And so we know it. We feel it. And so the fact that you made this a priority, we thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. Hey, are you going to be here tonight at Open Door?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Join me on stage tonight, and let's do the same thing tonight.
Okay.
And we'll pray, and we all get together. I also want to pray for Russell Johnson's church, Pursuit Church, and the shooting that they just survived there, and the attack that is coming against people that are standing up for other people. And so join me tonight, if you would, sir, at Open Door. It'd be an honor to share the stage with you, buddy. All right.
Amen.
Well, guys, that's Pastor John Arroyo, survivor of the Fort Hood shooting 11 years ago, and literally had his throat blown out, and he preaches the gospel miraculously with that throat that the devil tried to attack. And
look at that.
Yeah, look at the brother. Come on, man. Come on,
that's
John.
Awesome.
Let's go, brother. Let's go. All right, guys, listen, we're about to change gears here. And, guys, we're going to be talking about my trip to Nashville. Ooh, King Jesus. Hello. Sister?
A little chocolate.
Sister? Oh, y'all are in the will.
Special delivery.
Y'all are in the will, man. Hey, listen, guys, we're going to be changing gears here. I've got so many things I want to talk to you about, including I just got back from Nashville. I was on the show Blurry Creatures yesterday. I'm going to tell you about the stories that I told them, and I'm going to tell you how do you deal with seeing things that don't fit into the paradigm of Christianity, and like, where does that work? Well, it probably does fit into the kingdom. It just doesn't fit into how you understand the kingdom. And so we're going to spend a lot of time. Plus, I'm going to be telling you, did you know that Jesus predicted that in the last days, people were going to see scary monsters?
Huh?
Yeah, there's actually a verse. I'm going to show you this verse. It's going to blow your mind. But I want to bring your attention to something really cool that's happening this fall. Watch this. This is going to be one of the greatest shows ever, and I'm so excited about it. So, friends, be looking for Joseph Z. We're Christians. We're believers in Jesus.
That's right.
Darren Stott.
This can be redeemed, and your marriage can be restored.
Alan DeDio.
God speaks through authority. He always has, and he always will.
Tony Markle.
And so it should be a call to the men of the household to be strong in their position and don't abandon the post.
Brian Schwartz.
That means we have his memory, we have his insight, we have his perspective.
And yours truly, for a brand new show that's called The Counter. You'll be able to find it exclusively at stage 2 and stage 3 of ODX.TV.
Yes, that is a little preview of our show, The Counter, dropping this fall. And the way that we're doing it is actually really cool. You guys, if you're watching on YouTube, don't worry, you're not going to be left out of all of it. We're going to release the first 30 minutes of the show on YouTube. But then about 30 minutes in, we're going to cut. And if you want the full uncensored, unedited version, you're going to have to join us at ODX.TV. So if you're watching on YouTube and maybe you've been thinking, hey, should I join them over on ODX? Do I need to subscribe to that platform? Yes, you do. This is the perfect time because trust me, when you're watching this first episode, which is on portals, first of all, tell me when you've watched a Christian show with a bunch of pastors talking about portals. Our pastor does it. And we're going to cut in and you're going to want to see the rest of the show. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be so good. I mean, we talk about dreams. We talk about miracles. They talk about all kinds of Nephilim, giants, and a lot of the stuff we're going to be touching a little bit on today. But you are not going to want to miss The Counter coming this fall. And just a reminder, when you subscribe to ODX, you're actually helping us rescue kids all over the world, because that membership fee, which is not a lot, that goes to supporting our ministry. And we've been rescuing kids for over 30 years. We've rescued over 11,000 kids just in the past, how many years since we've rescued? 30 years? Yeah. We've really rescued more than 11,000.
No, we have. And people ask me all the time, hey, yeah, man, is that number true? And I always tell them, no, it's not. And they're like, well, then why do you say that? Because we didn't start counting until 2016.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why. And so it's like, we didn't actually officially count until 2016, whenever we started Troy Brewer Ministries to separate, because the thing had turned into such a monster. We wanted to separate it from the church. We wanted to separate it from everything else. We started this ministry called Troy Brewer Ministries, including my television ministry that year, to bring attention to all this, and plus, man, for us to preach the gospel. And so, yeah, so that's actually, those numbers are actually just since 2016.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this. I think the first kid that I ever rescued was around 95, was around 1995. It was two little girls. And,
wow.
And then from there on. So it was certainly in the 90s. And again, we didn't start rescuing, we didn't start counting until 2016. So yeah, guys, sign up and join us, because we are rescuing children, and guys, we're killing it, including, I'm about to show you a video of a little girl that we have just rescued.
So we actually don't have her video yet.
Okay.
We haven't filmed. We're going to film you telling her whole story.
Okay.
We have her picture though.
Okay.
If you want to share
so
about
that. So I'm going to share this with you because, without going off into too much detail, how old is she? Is she nine?
9 years old. Yep.
And this was the one that saw her mama killed. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And her little brother.
Yep. Here you go. It's an.
I know the story. I just want to make sure that I know which one I'm talking about, because guys, we rescue so many kids. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same one.
Yeah.
And her name is Maria. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I know her. I haven't actually met her personally yet, because you know we just rescued her, but I'm about to. And so I'm going to be taking a trip down to the Amazon. Me and Ben will be going down there later on this fall. Maybe I'll talk you girls into going down there with me, man.
I would hearing her story, man, I would love to hug her.
Yeah, no, I do too, man. I want to see her and hug her and just tell her I'm proud of her and all this. Bottom line is, some terrible people busted into her house, and she had a 4-year-old little brother. She had a mama, and then this little girl was 9. They assaulted all 3 of them, and which is unimaginable, but that actually happened. And then they murdered the mama and the 4-year-old little boy in front of the little girl. They broke the little girl's jaw because they beat her so bad. They left her for dead. She was not dead. But they thought that she was. She wandered to some other place, and now we have her. And we have her. And we will have her now for the rest of her life. And she's healed up from her broken jaw now. Her daddy was not convinced. In fact, he was not secure at all that he could keep her safe because number one, this also became a famous thing. It was national. This thing made national news in Colombia. And so he's like, I want her to be with godly people. And so not only, guys, do we have a reputation of we're safe, okay? And I want to stop and just say this. That's a big deal after 30 years of doing ministry to have 30 years of a worldwide reputation that people are safe with you. That is a really, really, really big deal. And I thank God for that testimony. But also we have a reputation nationally in the nation of Colombia as being the people of God that take care of kids. We are not the United Nations. We are not CPS. We are not the foster care system. We are drop dead, sold out Jesus freaks. And we take care of kids from the time that we get them until we no longer need to take care of them. And we don't care what age that is. So, friends, I want to show you a picture of her. This is Maria.
Wow.
That beautiful little girl gets to be a little girl. In spite of what she's seen, in spite of the trauma that she's dealt with, she gets to be a little girl. In spite of what has been taken away from her, and in spite of the hell that has come against her, she has a hope and she has a future that only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you guys, your partnership enables us to continue doing this thing right. And it is so important, guys, that we do this thing right. And for every single giver that goes to troybrewer.com and you give, or if you call the number 877-413-0888 and you do that, you're not just helping me rescue kids, you're helping me raise them right. And, you know, I refuse to put a child in a house that I would not put one of my grandchildren in. That's a big deal, and that's a pretty daggum high standard. And people are shocked when they come and go with me on trips. One of the things I've heard over and over and over again, these kids live in a nicer house than mine. Yes, ma'am, they do. And that's the way that we want it. We want them to be spoiled rotten.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. So it's expensive. Kids are a money pit. We have over 4,500 children under our care right now. Every single day, the phone rings 10 million times with, hey, we need this, we need that, we need this, we need that. And we say yes because of our partners. And if we didn't have you guys as partners, man, we wouldn't be able to do that. And that would be really sad. That would be bad. So thank you. Go to troybrewer.com. Partner with us in a tremendous way and help us rescue more kids this week and help us take care of the 4,500 kids we have under our care in the best way that anybody's ever seen.
You reminded me of one little story, and can I tell it really quick? It's a short one, but it has to do with what you just said, how, you know, we spoil these kids. These kids have come from hell. Literally what they have lived through is stuff we couldn't even imagine. Yeah. And I remember one of our homes in Mexico City and hearing a story because we had visited there, and I don't know if it was Mexico City, somewhere in Mexico, and we were getting them ready for the first day of school. And I remember later that week, we checked back in with them to say, how did the first day of school go? We gave them shoes. We gave them clothes. We made sure these girls, and some of them, this was their first time at school.
That's right.
And they all lived in this home, and we had them, like, we had to drive them to school because we weren't going to just send them on the bus. Like, we make sure our kids are safe. And so we had a driver that would take them to the school. Well, the teacher called the woman who ran the home and was like, well, we're having an issue because your girls are bragging that they got all these fancy clothes and they got their own driver.
Yeah, you were with me on that.
Yeah, they got their own driver to drive them to school, and they're basically, and they had no idea what these kids had gone through.
So they were making, so there was complaints from parents going, these super rich kids are snobs.
Yeah.
And they're making our kids feel bad because we're just, you know, middle-class families. And we're like, okay, wait, let me tell you about these. These kids were slaves a month ago.
Exactly.
And this is the first set of new clothes they've ever had in their life. And they're so healed that everybody thinks that they're rich.
Yeah. It was just such a cool story. And I love it when you come back and you say, oh yeah, I saw that little boy. He was being like a little brat, like in the best way. But like,
no, I want them brats.
These kids,
I want them all to be
are
brats.
Free to be kids. And they weren't before. They were literal slaves. I mean, there was one girl who, when we first got her, was just silent. She would sit in her room the whole time.
Yep.
Wouldn't talk to anyone because she was used to sitting in a room having to say nothing. And so, man, I just like, I love it when they say that, that our kids are brats, whatever it is. It's like, you know what? Let them. They've lived through hell. God has delivered them, redeemed them. And man, so cool.
Just to kind of clarify, we have people walk. No, I want to see. I want to see Shay's. When you see this, is something blurry going
on. It was an angel that walked in our set. It was an angel.
Yeah, it's like. So anyway, it's all right. He was trying to fix something behind me.
I think he was trying to get you some air because it's kind of hot in here. So we're
I'm not asking for air. I'm not having a hot flash. I'm fine.
Maybe it was just me because I was over here texting facilities. Hey,
so are you the one that's going, I'm super hot. It's hot in here.
I better not be having hot flash.
Me and Ben are fat. We're not even complaining it's hot in here.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, guys, that's what you are sowing into when you give here. I mean, these kids, we change their lives. And for the better.
Call the number, guys. Call the number and help us. Keep on helping us because, guys, we're doing the kingdom stuff, and we have been for at least 30 years, at least. All right. Buckle your seatbelts.
Drum roll.
Let's all change gears, Hal. We're 24 minutes into this, and I got to talk to you about things blurry. All right. So are you scared for me to talk about things blurry?
No.
No?
She's used to being here.
No, not at all?
I grew up just seeing blurry things, but not as much as you and Ben, so I'm ready.
Well, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how it fits and like, what is all that? And so, you know that I'm a big fan of the podcast Blurry Creatures.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Blurry Creatures is, it's put on by a guy by the name of Nate Henry and a guy by the name of, what's his name, Luke, what's Luke's?
Rogers.
Luke Rogers. Luke Rogers was such an awesome cat. I loved him. Aww. I was actually, it was a dream come true for me to be on their set yesterday.
That is so cool.
And they got a 1980s set. They're freaks about the 1980s. And I'm like, dude, I graduated in 85.
That's
my favorite. I am the 1985 guy. I was like prime time.
Look at that.
1985. Look at how big all those guys are.
Well, that's what you were saying yesterday.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I'm like 6'7". And these guys... are even taller than I am.
Wow.
It's like three Nephilim right there. They're all huge. They're all huge guys. No, I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10". All these guys are way above 6 feet, which is cool.
That's so fun.
But what was cool is these guys have loved us for a long time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the plan was I was going to get on there and I was going to talk about rescuing kids all over the world. And then what are some of the, they call it blurry things. So it means unexplainable things that we've seen. And yada, yada, yada. Well, whenever these guys' show first started out, they started off during COVID because they were bored and they were, you know, locked down. And they're like, okay, we're from the Pacific Northwest. Both of those boys are. Nate played in a band called Sherwood, and they played all over the world. They toured
Wait,
the world.
Really?
Yeah, he played in the band Sherwood.
I listened to Sherwood back in the day.
Okay,
so no way.
Yeah, Nate's their guitar player, singer.
What?
And the other guy, Luke Rogers, that's Aaron Rogers, the football player's brother.
What? No.
And so these
way.
Guys are like wow. happening dudes. Okay.
Amazing.
And they're locked down, and they don't know what to do. And they're like, bro. So some dude tells them, "We saw a Bigfoot."
Wow.
And they're like, "No, you didn't." And they're like, "Yes, we did. We saw Bigfoot." And they're like, What are you talking about? You saw Bigfoot. Yeah, we saw Bigfoot. So he says, "Okay, well, are you a Christian?" Like, "Yeah." Well, okay, so now what are you going to do with that? So they started doing this podcast of Christians who had just seen Bigfoot. And what did they think about it? And then they got Dr. Michael Heiser on. Now, if you don't know who Dr. Michael Heiser was, he's recently deceased. But Dr. Michael Heiser, awesome. He is a 50-pound head. He's a huge theologian. He is the main theologian for the Logos Bible study.
Wow.
He is that guy.
Awesome.
And he gets on there and goes, no, nobody should be surprised that they're seeing weird stuff like that. That's all the way through the Word of God. Like, what are you talking about? We're talking about Logos is pretty daggum conservative.
Yeah.
And he is not charismatic.
Not at all.
I mean, he is not, but he's like,
no.
Nobody should be surprised that people see really weird things. He goes, this thing is all the way through the Word of God. It's just, let's start off with Genesis chapter 6 and move forward. And what were the hybrids and what does that look like? Because one of the famous things that he says, if you interviewed 10,000 people, and if 10,000 people said that they had seen a UFO, or if they had seen Bigfoot, you have to suppose that at least one of them is telling the truth. And if one of them is right, it busts the entire paradigm that says it doesn't fit in.
Yeah.
It can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was such a smart guy. So he actually started doing UFO conferences. He started going to Bigfoot conventions. We're talking about Dr. Michael Heiser.
Wow.
Who Schwartz's wife worked for.
Yeah.
By
what?
The way. Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, so I was like, okay. He started going to these things and just having debates and going, no, let's talk about these. And let's talk about the ancient alien theory. And let me tell you what that actually is. And he just starts going through and said, let me give you a biblical paradigm for it. So then these guys went through this. They are in their 300 something episode now, approaching 400 episodes.
Wow.
And some of the people that we've had on here, Dr. Laura Sanger, we heard about her through her being on, having special episodes there. What's Ari's name, who's been on this show several different times? I found him on Blurry Creatures.
Pilgrim.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Pastor Dave Bryan, my new friend. I heard him first time on Blurry Creatures.
Wow.
Judd Burton, I heard him first time on Blurry Creatures. And so I've been into this for a while, and I haven't really advertised it because it's like really weird, and there's a lot of weird stuff on there. One of the very first ones that I ever heard was, it was actually Ben said, "Hey, Dad, you got to listen to this." And so Connie, who does all of my research, Conception Jenkins.
We love you.
We love you, Connie. We know that she's watching her now. Connie started saying, "Dude, you got to listen to this. You got to listen to this." The first one I ever listened to was about the Kandahar Giant. And it's called Giant on the Ridge. And it was all these military guys talking about how that they had seen this giant. They had actually seen it. And how that they weren't allowed to talk about it. And how that they looked at it through infrared for a long, long time. And then in Kandahar, these next level guys got pulled in. And they were all SEAL Team 6 top guys. They go into this cave. This thing comes out of the cave, kills one of them, and they all light him up, and he's still fighting this thing. And then they have to just basically shoot its face off in order to be able to kill it. And then a C-130 comes in, lands, they take this thing, and it's gone, and now nobody's allowed to talk about it. And it's like, okay, hang on a second. Is that just guys doing dope? Is that... Is that, you know, is what is
real?
That?
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys probably know about that. And so I just got real interested in this because, and I'm going to preach on this tonight at Open Door Church.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. We're
getting all kinds of glory.
It's gonna be good.
Because I want to just tell you this. What, no matter what you've seen, like, okay, like if you're like saying, I saw a UFO, and you're like, okay, I'm getting off of this, dude. I thought she's going to be about the Holy Ghost. I am. I'm not talking about Western Christianity. I'm talking about the kingdom. Yeah. And those many times, sadly, can be two completely different things. During the Crusades, Christianity did not look like the kingdom. Okay? But it was Christianity.
Yeah.
I could go on and on and on. And you're like, I'm talking about the kingdom. And if you're a kingdom person, and if you know the word of God, if you know what the word of God is, then you know that there are a lot of things in heaven and in heavenly spaces that do not fit into your Christian paradigm, which is the whole reason why Jesus was missed by the religious leaders of their day, because Jesus presented the kingdom. He came preaching the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, and they had no grid for it. They had already decided what the messianic religion was going to look like, and it didn't look like Jesus. And they didn't recognize him whenever he showed up. And just exactly like that, Christians now for 2,000 years have been doing the same exact things. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to you about that. And if you've got questions, I want you to put those questions. And later on, here in about 30 minutes, once we go behind the veil, I'm going to share some extra blurry things that me and Ben have personally seen. Because joining me here today and my son, Mr. Benjamin Allen Brewer.
I've been waiting for you to introduce me for like 20 minutes.
Well, there it is.
Wow.
You got nothing better to do.
Sit here quietly.
You've been good, though.
Did it hurt? Are you okay? Do you want me to hold your hand?
I do.
Yeah, can I hold your hand?
I
want to
hold you.
You're a good
think
boy.
I love you?
You're a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Only Ben. Only Ben.
He's a good boy.
Of course.
All right. So you brought a video just yesterday. There's all these people seeing this weirdo thing that's going on in Mexico City. I just got back from Mexico City.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, what in the wide, wide world of sports is this?
Yeah.
Is this orb that is hovering over this volcano? I want to show you guys this video of this. You guys watch this. Yeah, look at it. Oh, that looks like it belongs there. And that's the big, you know, within the clouds there. And that is the big volcano there. Just saw it here just a couple of weeks ago. And it's floating around there. And then it actually descends into that thing. And it's like, okay, everybody's like, okay, what could that possibly, what is that? Okay. All right. Well, now I'm going to take you to the southern part of Utah. And I'm going to show you a video that I made about 3 years ago. Leanna and I was shacked up in a tent in southern Utah.
I love him.
And we ran away.
Make it so awkward.
It's not awkward at all.
He's real. Everybody said we love
just saying that because
our pastor. He's so real.
He's saying it because you're here trying to make you feel. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Whole shacked up in a tent.
There's nothing wrong. Me and your mama have been together 40 years.
Leave my mother alone.
No, I will not leave your mama alone. And she's coming back next week. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
God help her.
So we're out there. We have. It's very bougie. It is a bougie tent. Okay. It's a bougie tent. We're in southern Utah. We got away from everybody. We went out to this Indian reservation and we stayed out there and it was super nice. And we had a little swimming pool that was our own and it's so beautiful and it's out in the middle of nowhere. And Leanna, the sun is super dope bright and it's just a big ball of light. But next to it was this other ball of light. And Leanna's like, why are there two suns today? And I'm like, I don't know, Leanna. I don't know what the heck's going on. And the first thing that Leanna did was she got mad. And she goes, we can't even go on vacation that weird things don't start showing up and some kind of devil starts talking or some giant runs across the field or some crazy thing. She goes, I don't want to see anything crazy today. I'm like, well, it's in the sky. I have no control over the sky.
It's not my fault.
That's what I'm telling her. Then this light ball comes down and it sits on the ground. And we start looking at it. I jump up out of the swimming pool, ran there, got my phone. And first of all, I want to show you guys a photograph of it. So here's a photograph of it. And there it is. It just sat on the ridge. And it sat there for a long, long time. It wasn't there for just a flash. It wasn't there like, well, I don't know. This ball of light is just sitting there. And I'm like, And she's like, what is that? I'm like, I don't know. But I glorify King Jesus, and I started yelling at it, saying, if you're of the Lord, you're welcome to say, but if you don't serve the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to go in Jesus' name. And it didn't leave. It stayed there. So I'm like, I don't know. It's probably something of the Lord. I have no idea. If you're like, I think that's just like a flare on your lens. Okay, watch this. I'm going to show you a video. Okay, just going to show you. Oh, wow. Look at this ridge over here. Isn't that a cool place to go, by the
way? Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Man, that's just so cool. Wow. And it's out there in the desert, and it's beautiful. And, oh, look, there's a ball of light just sitting up there on the ridge. There it is. Just sitting there.
See here.
Yeah, like, what is it? Okay. All right, I want to just.
That's wild.
Yeah, I know. So I know. And it was just like, and for me and Leanna, it didn't even freak us out because we're so used to seeing weird stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. So, look, I want to stop, and I'm going to say this. Okay, that was not a scary thing. That was just a weird thing. And I see weird things all the time. I hear weird things. You're like, well, okay, you're too extreme for me. I won't be when you get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be looking for extreme weirdos that know how to walk into the power of God. And this is, there's two things that Jesus said. You err in not knowing the scriptures and the power of God. Jesus said, there's two reasons why you guys do not have a paradigm for anything I'm telling y'all. It's because you don't know the scriptures and because you don't know the power of God. You have no experience with powerful kingdom things. Okay. I don't know what that was. I kind of think it's angelic is what I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, but it doesn't look like a little fat white baby. And with we wings. All know that little fat white babies with wings and what that is a made up Christian thing. That has nothing to do with the Bible.
And isn't it like when angels are in the Bible, aren't they kind of scary when they talk about
it?
Oh,
yeah, sister. They are.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, they are. So they're awesome. I want to throw this out there, you know, again, concerning this thing and say this. When you need to know that within the kingdom and within spiritual places, there are so many species.
Yeah.
Okay. So the classification system for all things, for everything. Whether it is plant life or fish life or bird life or animal life or whatever, it's what kingdom is it of? It's kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, and then species. That is the filing system, okay? So everything falls into those things, right?
How does that live in your brain?
I know.
Because I learned it in high school.
Wow.
The kingdom had a phylum as nails, the class had to order some wine, and the family was a genus and species. That's how I remembered it.
That's cool. Yeah. Wow.
So because I wanted to be able to file things. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
So whenever you, I'm, and plus I'm a little bit psychotic, right?
Yeah,
a little. A little, yeah. Okay. Well, we think of in turn, but you need to understand that within the species of that, you know, there is the family and the genus above that is huge. And there's all this diversity. Okay. Like, how many different kinds of species of insects are there? Nobody knows. And so the estimation is that there's somewhere around 50 million species on the planet Earth.
Wow.
We've only discovered 15 million.
Wow.
So the estimation is we don't know what kind of fish there are, what kind of jellyfish there are, what's at the bottom of the ocean, or what kind of bugs are in the Amazon forest. Those things have not been labeled out yet. Okay. And we find new species and new things all the time. Now, you take that and you put that into the spirit. Imagine the numbers of species of spiritual created beings there are. And even that is a tremendous leap for most Christians because we've all been taught everything falls into angels and demons, and that's all there are. And by the way, they have no physicality and they are all poofs. Mm-hmm. That is baloney.
Correct.
Okay, one of the categories of angels. One of the species I can find this morning as I was jotting this down, I just thought of 16 species that the Bible talks about.
Wow.
Okay, that and if this is not even a deep search, this is just off the top of my head. So, okay, look, there's messenger class angels, right? There is warrior class angels. They are not the same.
Wow.
Okay. Gabriel is not a warrior. He is a messenger. And when he had to fight, he had to call upon
the
Michael.
Angels.
And by the way, that is a whole different thing because those are listed as archangels, which is another class within the species, and they have a special kind of leadership.
That's crazy.
Okay. And then you have cherubim. Okay. Cherubim in the Bible are connected to sacred spaces. They're always connected to sacred spaces, yeah, and particularly the tree of life, but not the throne. Seraphim are connected to the throne. That's a completely different species. And they have eyes in front of them and eyes behind them and eyes beside them.
That sounds...
Okay, why? Why is that? Because there is another class called Watchers. Like, okay, that's in the book of Enoch, and that's not in the Bible. No, in Daniel chapter 4, yep, it says, I saw a holy watcher coming down out of heaven. And here's the deal with that. That means that there are unholy watchers. So imagine the brawls that those watchers have got into and the epic battles they have got into. And you know they love each other. Like, dude, why are you turning against Yahweh? What are you thinking? Like, dude, I got to do what I got to do. Yeah, well, not. No, you're not. And then they have literally had a family split among the species. Okay?
That's wild.
Here's another one. Guardian angels. Let's see here. Judgment angels. 2 Kings 19. One angel. God Almighty called down not a warring angel, but a judgment angel. Just like the angel at Passover. That's a judgment angel. Those are not warring angels. They just bring judgment. So he shows up, 185,000 Assyrians die from one angel.
Wow.
Okay, that's a whole nother class. Okay, throne angels are also called Zoe in Greek. So Zoe, if you look up the word Zoe, okay, or living ones. Okay, they're called living ones. So that's a whole nother one. One of these things are also called O-P-H-A-N-I-M, Ophanim. So Ophanim are another species. But you have to look up the Greek and you have to look up the Hebrew. I'll give you guys some Hebrew to look up. Look up the word palmoni, P-A-L-M-O-N-I. The King James boys were a bunch of wusses, and they didn't want to give the name of the angel because they didn't trust you with the names of angels because they hated the Catholics and they knew that the Catholics worshiped angels. So they just leave all these names out. But the names are in the original Hebrew. So if you look up in the book of Daniel, if you just look up P-A-L-M-O-N-I, the Bible actually gives the name of an angel that's not translated in English, but it's in the Bible. But the King James Bible has just refused to translate it. And so you know what they call him? Because they're scared, because it doesn't fit into their Christianity. It's in the Bible. It's in the kingdom, but it doesn't fit into their Christianity. They just said, one said to the other. Mm. That is so weak.
You're like, no, there's a name.
There's a name. What it says is, and Palmoni said. Palmoni actually means the wonderful number of secrets. Yep. So there is a counting class of angels. All they do is count everything.
Wow. Come on, Taylor.
Taylor.
Like, what?
There you go.
That's awesome.
And so again, the church doesn't know this. The church knows what the church always says, but the church doesn't always know what the Bible says, and the church doesn't know what the kingdom does, okay? I want to give you another one. The sons of God in Genesis 6. The sons of God are the kind of angel that they are literally, the sons of God were inheritance, they are inheritance angels. That's why they're called the sons, because sons are what receives an inheritance. So they were allotted territories. Okay. When God Almighty created Adam, and the plan was already there, they knew, man, God, this Joker, he's not going to let us keep it. He's just having us steward it until these humans show up.
Yeah.
And they rebelled. Okay, they have a true physicality. They are not poofs. They are this. They are flesh and blood, just like Jesus after his resurrection when he said, handle me and see that I am flesh and blood. Does he have supernatural qualities? Yes, he can go in and out of walls. And he can also sit down and he can eat supper with you, okay? But he can say, handle me and see that I'm flesh and blood. So we have a hard time in Christianity understanding if I saw something in the woods and it was physical, I couldn't call that a demon because it's physical. No, you can. You can. In fact, the sons of God, their DNA is so physical that it is compatible with human beings. Now, I want you to think about that because it says when the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, they took unto themselves sexual trafficking. They are the inventors of sexual trafficking. Wow. That's Genesis chapter 6.
Blowing my mind.
All sexual trafficking is demonic. It is. Yeah. It's totally demonic. It's demonic. It's their idea, the fallen sons of God. They took unto themselves wives, and they bore children, and there were giants in those days. So, yep, he's Nephilim. He's of that line of the crossbreed between the sons of God category of angels, which is also a species that are so physical that though they are prohibited to marry and to have sex, it doesn't mean that they can, that they're not physically able to, and they can.
Does the Bible say, or is there any evidence that they live among us? Like, do they just live as people, or do they reside somewhere else?
Yeah, that's a whole other mamba jamma. I'd have to do a whole show on that.
And you probably could.
Everyone's asking for you to come up with a card of angels.
Okay. Well, let me give you some more.
So they can get
What about this? Okay. There's a class of angel known as the stars of heaven. So if you look up stars all the way through the Word of God, you'll see that there are classes of angels that are called stars. In fact, whenever Lucifer fell, a third of the stars fell with him. That is a special species of angels. That's not all angels. It's the species that's known as the stars. And as a matter of fact, it was an angel that was a star class angel that they followed whenever at the birth of King Jesus.
Wow.
Okay, that's an angel. All right. Yeah, and there might have been something going on within the celestial heavens. Mm-hmm. There might have been natural things.
Yeah.
But one tells you about the event, and then the Babylonians come over, the wise men that Daniel was in charge of the wise men. 490 years later, wise men come from the east. So those are the astrologers that he actually taught how to look for the Messiah. And these Babylonians show up because 500 miles directly east of Babylon is Jerusalem. And they show up. And then they're like, I don't know where he's born. I don't know what happened. Y'all go see. And then it says they followed the star to the house. How do you follow a star to a house? Okay, that's an angel class. Okay, going back a year and a half before that, because at that time Jesus was a toddler, a year and a half before that, whenever the shepherds were in the field, the Bible says that an angel appeared to him and said, unto you a child is born, a son is given, right?
Yeah.
And then it says, and the hosts of heaven begin to sing. Do you know what the hosts of heaven are? They're constellations.
Really? Because I just always, I always thought that those were just like angels, but I guess constellations are class of.
These are angels that are also known as the hosts of heaven.
That's cool.
So they represent, the constellations. See, are you guys with me? There's a lot that people don't know about.
Shay's head is smoking.
My head is spinning. I'm trying to keep up. It's crazy.
What about the seven spirits before the throne? That's Revelation chapter 5, Isaiah chapter 11. What about,
Hornets.
The hornets. Okay. God Almighty says, whenever they go into the promised land, God says, I will send my hornets before you. Well, he's not talking about bees.
Okay, good, because I don't like that.
He's not talking about bees. He's talking about hornet class stinging angels.
Wow.
And they will drive out the inhabitants.
That's cool.
And then God says something crazy. In the same exact verse, he says this. He says, if you don't serve me, the beasts in Israel will take you over and they will steal your children. The beasts are not animals. They live in a freaking desert.
Yeah.
The beasts are the revelation, the mark of the beast, which are the hybrids between spiritual beings and human beings and animals. And he said, they'll come after your children. That was God's warning to them, is they will take your children.
Wow.
I'm like, well, I never heard any of that in church. We just dismiss those things until we find something that hits within how we understand Christianity. Well, I've said all that to say this. If somebody told me, hey, and I've never seen Bigfoot, if I ever see Bigfoot, I give you my word, I will blast him on sight. That's my oath before the Lord is I will shoot him. Now, I don't know if that's going to do any good because I don't think he's always physical and I don't think he's always spiritual. I think he goes back and forth is what I think.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, if you saw something like that, which I have seen something like that, I saw something in Chiapas, Mexico that shifted back and forth between one thing and another thing. And I watched it for 20 or 30 minutes. And it's like, that is the craziest thing I ever saw. I'll talk to you about that here in just a minute. But if you can catch him in full physical form, you might be able to take him out. But here's the problem if you do. The problem is if they phase in and out from from one state to another state, there's probably be 20 more all around you, and you have no idea. Yeah. And then there's going to be a problem. So oh if I were shooting, I'm shooting and I'm running, and I'm getting the heck out of there. And I'm going to be speaking in tongues and just blasting, just running and blasting.
You ever see Troy going down?
Yeah. You know that.
Okay.
Wow, be like Yosemite Sam. Wild, wild, wild.
All right. So if somebody said to me, okay, Troy, I saw something, and it was ape-like, and it was giant. It was 8 or 9 feet tall, and it stalked me, and I was terrified, and it had the smell of death, and I had no hope whatsoever. And it threw rocks at me, and I heard strange noises. Okay, I would not say to them, as a pastor who loves the Word of God, who loves Jesus, I would not say, well, you didn't actually see that. Who are you to tell somebody that they did not see something, okay? Here's what I would say, though. Yeah, all of those are characteristics of demonic things.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to a haunted house, you get smell of death, uncontrollable fear, rocks and things start flying around, right? You sense weird things, there's terror or whatever. Okay, also too, this is another thing too, you get fleeting glimpses of things. All right, I would say with Bigfoot that that is very characteristic. You only get fleeting glimpses, right? All right, but here's something else too I would say. I'd say, I don't know exactly, I would put that in a fallen realm term. But I wouldn't necessarily call that a demon because I don't know what kind of species there are in the demonic realm that has fallen. And I don't know what that is.
But wouldn't it kind of make sense that it would just be the other side of the angels? Because like you said, with the watchers, there were holy watchers. And that means if there's holy watchers, there's unholy ones. And so I wonder if that would apply like even across the board with the angels.
What do you have to say about that, Ben?
Tanya just brought up something cool that I want to ask you about, too, on the same subject. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she says in Isaiah 14:23, it talks about the broom of destruction. But specifically, it says, I will make it a possession for the porcupine, then marshes of muddy water. I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. Do you think that the broom of destruction is another class of angels?
I don't know about that. That's the first time I've ever heard of the broom of destruction.
Same thing here. I didn't know if you had.
So what God is saying is I will sweep the floor with you.
Yeah.
I freaking love that.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's
cool. Yeah, so I do. I love that. Okay, that's interesting. So thank you for bringing that up.
Now, back to the Bigfoot thing. Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm 100% I'm with you. If I see the thing, I'm shooting them, but I'm also running.
Yeah, you don't get the heck out of it.
But no, the same thing. Because we've seen so much weird stuff all around the world. And most of the time, it just sounds like we're just making stuff up and just like, okay, whatever.
So yeah, because see, we don't have anything better to do than to cause a whole bunch of controversy where people think we're idiots. You know, and I so enjoy that. I mean, I don't get near enough hate mail as it is.
Yeah, ain't no joke.
All right, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you this scripture, and me and Ben are going to talk about this. You guys, I'm going to give you a Bible verse for all this, and here's what I'm going to tell you. People seeing UFOs, people seeing gray aliens, people seeing Bigfoot and monsters and the dog man and mermaids and scary things and light orbs and all those kinds of things. That is a mark of the end times. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read it to you because these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, the truest person who has ever lived. He is the definition of truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. This is what he says in Luke chapter 21, verse 11. This is your Lord and Savior talking. He says, in the last days, he says, there will be great earthquakes in diverse places and famines and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Okay, so the different categories that you have here is earthquakes, you have famines, you have pestilence, fearful sights, and signs in the heavens. These are the fivefold category that Jesus gives here. The word here for fearful sights that the King James boys translate as fearful sights is a Greek word, and it is phobotra. Phobotra. Everybody say phobotra.
Phobotra.
Okay.
Phobotra.
Phobotra translated anywhere means scary monster.
Really? Wow.
It's the word for monster.
Larry creatures.
Larry creatures.
So Jesus says, in the last days, there will be... Now, the King James boys are scared that you can't handle the word monster.
They
conveniently took it out. They didn't translate it right.
Wow.
They translate it as fearful sights, but it actually means the sightings of monsters.
Wow. That's wild.
So if somebody tells me, and I saw something, man, and I have no idea what it was, it scared the crap out of me, and I don't know what that was. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, yeah, Jesus predicted that those things would happen. It's all good. But we don't do that because it doesn't fit into our Christian mode of operation.
People think it's weird, or they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But it's in the Bible, so it's like it's not fair to be walking through life not like having your eyes closed to this world that you are living in. You don't even know it. Like, why would you want to live life like that?
When I was in Nicaragua 20 years ago, there was somebody that told me. Somebody told me this, and I totally believed him. He said that he was out with he was on a horse, and he had another horse that was with him. And he said that the horse spoke to him.
No way.
And spoke in an audible voice and told him directions. Stop what you're doing right this second and turn this horse around. And while he was standing there going, did you just talk to me? What in the heck happened? Then boom, there was a sniper, took a shot at him and barely missed him. And he said, wouldn't have stopped at the horse. And like, okay, horses don't talk. Oh,
there's a donkey.
Unless it's in the Bible.
Yep.
So the Bible specifically says it was an angel that caused the donkey to talk. So there are angels that can cause animals to speak. Okay. And like, okay, no, we don't actually believe that. You believe it as long as it's safely in a book.
Exactly.
But if somebody says that happened to them and they know it was God that saved their life, like, why would you not believe them? Like, because I'm not in the business of believing that somebody, you know, heard, what was his name, Mr. Whatever? A horse is a horse is a horse, of course.
Mr. Ed, that's what I've been thinking the whole time we're talking about.
Yeah, because I don't believe in Mr. Ed. Yeah, then I'm like, okay, unless it's in the Bible, and then you believe in it. So I'm just saying that it seems to me that whenever we get our intellect challenged, we fall upon a doctrine, and then we say, you're the devil unless you believe the same doctrine we do, which is exactly what the Pharisees did in the days of King Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus predicted fearful sights one of the five categories, and fearful sights is the Greek word phobatra, and it means scary monsters. If Jesus said that was going to happen, I think I can find it reliable that somebody sees something weird. I'm like, hey, my answer to that is, yeah, man, there's weird stuff going on, man. Jesus predicted we'd see that kind of stuff, man. Worship God. Be loyal to him.
Pastor, someone says, Troy, write a book on all this. I feel like you honestly need to, though, because I don't know who else like has this in their brain like you do. Like, it's so interesting. For real.
It is. Or you could teach do you teach like Bible school? I feel like you would be like a great Bible school teacher. I
think so.
I'm literally sitting here.
It's okay.
Yeah, I got kicked out of Bible school.
That you would be amazing, in my opinion.
I kicked out of Bible school. For this very reason. Why? I got kicked out of Bible school.
We need to learn. This is stuff that we need to learn.
No.
We need to learn this.
Oh, there is that.
We do need to learn this stuff.
Okay. No, but it's like if Jesus told us that there were giants, it's for a reason.
I just want to just throw this out there and just tell you, the world in our history is way weirder than people have allowed us to think. And in these last days, the veil is being rent.
Yeah.
In these last days, all the locks are coming off of everything. And you're like, well, I don't know about that because that's kind of weird. No, that's in the book of Daniel where he says, seal those things up until the last days. And these are the last days, and the seals are coming off of everything. So we're going to go behind the veil.
Yes, and I can't wait.
And I'm going to tell some weirdo things that me and Ben have seen.
Yeah.
And I'll let Ben. Yeah. I'll tell, because, man, we've seen some stuff.
I want to hear the weirdest. I really want to hear the weirdest things that you guys have seen.
That's the problem, though, is like our weird is very different from your weird.
I mean, it's all weird to me. So, and we've got lots of questions, too. So we've had a ton of questions come in. So we'll be able to answer some of those behind the veil, too.
Can you give me just a couple of those questions? And again, I'll answer them behind the veil, but just so that people will see what kind of questions we're going to be answering.
Okay. Troy, are there female giants? And if so, how do they reproduce, or do they reproduce? Yeah. Are the offspring of Nephilim and the daughters of men, are they able to be redeemed, saved by the blood of Jesus?
So
do
good.
Falling stars have anything to do with this subject?
Yeah, fallen stars. Fallen stars, guys. Yes, absolutely.
What's Again. Been the strangest thing you've seen?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well,
there's a lot. That's
it's
just
2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock and we're an hour in. So we're going to go behind the veil. I'm going to be talking about that. And I'm also going to be talking about, I'm going to be talking about some things that me and Leanna have seen together. And if you think I'm a liar, just ask Leanna. And I'm just going to tell you, you call Leanna a liar, you might just go straight to hell because she's holy, man. I wouldn't mess with her. But I'll tell you some things that me and Leanna have seen, just like that light thing I just showed you, that orb. Like, you know, what is, I don't have any idea what it was. I tell you this, it didn't ruin my vacation. It didn't rattle my faith. I was like, if you're of the Lord, you're welcome to stay. If you're not, get the heck out of here, you know? And that's kind of my whole attitude on stuff that I don't know and I don't understand. I mean, I know Jesus. There's a lot of things that are blurry out there, but let me tell you what's certain. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. And I am loyal to him. I am a kingdom man. I'm a blood-bought, tongue-talking, drop-dead, sold-out Jesus freak that has been redeemed. And I will inherit the inheritance because as many now as are led by the Spirit, he gives us power to be called what?
Sons of God. Sons of God.
The sons of God, which means we are replacing the sons of God class, which were the original inheritors.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
And that's why they hate us.
All right. But
join me behind the
There's
bell.
There's a lot.
But I'll just turn this over to you.
Yeah. And we just want to let you know, if you're one of our new subscribers, we've had over 3,000 of you join just the past week. Thank you for being here. We do this. We do media so we can rescue kids all across the globe. We are going to end with a video that tells you a little bit more about what we do. But if you want more information, you can even just pick up your phone and call the number on your screen, 877-413-0888. That's also a 24/7 prayer line. And if you're new here, you might not know that we even have that. Well, we do. 24/7, call that number. It is our call center that's actually on site here. You're not calling some random company that we partner with or that we hired in another country. These are our people trained to take your calls, to stand with you, to pray for you, and also to give you whatever information you want to know about what we do all across the globe. You can also go to troybrewer.com. If you want more information about Pastor Troy, you can click the give button there, or you can give to the address on your screen if you want to mail some
blurry
snail mail.
Past the camera.
Blurry things are happening all over the place, guys. And right now, we're going to jump behind the veil, which means we're going to go on to our ODX platform. So if you're watching on YouTube and Facebook, the show will end here. But if you're on ODX, just hang tight. We will be right with you after this.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.